Hello.
Hey Raheem, this is Forrest. How are you?
Very good.
Good. Did I say your name correctly? I hate it when people mispronounce the name.
No, you said right.
Okay, good. We'll call you at a bad time?
Regarding what?
Yeah, you reached out online and filled out a form about wanting to sell your commercial property. And it was
Okay.
Saddle Ridge Road, Bassett. My assistant Saeed talked to you a couple minutes ago, or Sid talked to you a couple minutes ago and said that I could call you today, but if it's a bad time, I understand.
No, yeah, it's a couple of minutes ago. Okay, I know who is it. Well, he already mentioned he's gonna come up offer with the, 100, 110, or maybe he didn't even say 120. He said maybe 110. If this is the case, then no, you don't need to waste your time or no, my time. We both can save our time. But it's not gonna
Can
work.
you can I didn't do anything about a number, so
Okay,
I just wanted to have a converse I just wanted
I
to have a
appreciate.
conversation. I'm not worried about a number at the moment. I'm trying to get some more information because if the property is worth more, then obviously we pay more. So
Yeah, the thing is, I paid for 160, then I put 180, and before I put on the market, and then I put price 220 when I put on the market, and I was kind of greedy. I had pretty good offer at that time. Like I said, I was kind of greedy. And then over the time, I couldn't run the business because the guy who told me he's gonna, run the business for me. Then very short period of time, I found out the guy is not a good guy to run the business with. I kicked him out. And then finally I had to shut it down because I was running other two businesses at the same time. So I couldn't run it. So in this phase, after I shut it down, and then over the time I decided to move out from this area. So altogether, now I get kind of desperate now. Like, anyway, I want to sell it, and I see a lot of people there come up with the offer, and they say, "Well, we cannot offer you if you property on market." So now I'm trying to get some offer. The cash offer I know is going to be low, but it has to be, certain thing. I can't lose too much because my 180 might cost. I'm trying to be honest with you. If I want to lose some money, maybe it is okay if I get the cash, but I can lose because you are a businessman. You know to make money how it works. 20, 30 grand to save 20, 30 grand, how long it takes. So I can lose money, but I'm not going to lose too much. So that's the thing. If cash offer works for me, that's fine. If it's not, I'll put it back to the market. That's for my plan. So you can go ahead. If you think that you can make an offer, I'm going to see what's the number. Then I'll go from there.
Can you tell me what the zoning is on this property?
Well, if you put zip code on it, it'll come up in. But that's a business. As many business there, other type of business. Also around my property, there's the apartment building, rental house. It's a zone, I believe, the business zone.
So it's like 5 acres, you said,
Yeah,
right, to my
5 acres of
assistant?
land.
So that pond that I see is part of it?
Yeah, pond is in the middle.
Okay. And you said there's a rental house on there as well?
No, not on my property, around my
Oh.
property.
It looks like there's a
What?
driveway. I'm looking at Google
Yeah.
Earth. It looks like there's a driveway that goes around
That
a restaurant.
is right. That is a shared driveway.
So an easement on your property?
Yeah, that's because I believe that the whole property was the same. So behind the houses, they use my property to go back.
What type of restaurant, I mean, would this suit for? Like when you bought it, what were you thinking? So like a sit down, is it a takeout?
Yeah. Sit down. No, sit down. American.
Like a
American
diner kind
product.
of thing?
Yeah. And it was pretty, pretty busy restaurant. The previous owner, they, it has pretty good reputation. That's the reason I got it. And then the guy, he wasn't a good guy. When I put him out, then I couldn't run it myself. Because I was running business already. I had other two businesses.
So you would consider yourself more of just a business owner, not a restaurant operator?
Yeah. Right. What's your name, you said?
I'm Forrest, F-L-R-R-E-S-T.
Forrest, can I have just a minute? Because I'm middle of something. Can you hold just a little bit? Can
yeah.
I hold you?
Sure.
Okay. Just a second.
Hi. I love you so much, and do I love you so much? Yeah, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all good, man. I get it. Yeah. It's the middle of the day. You do things, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I appreciate you taking time. So,
no problem.
So you said, what I heard you say is you're looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of 180. You understand that you're not going to get as much value to a cash investor, but you're not going to take pennies on the dollar. You want a fair offer. So I get it.
I mean, I understand, right? Yeah. I'm
the same way, man.
You have to make some. You have to make money. I get it. Mm-hmm. But like I said, how much you can lose? Maybe I can.
You said you bought it for 120, and you put money into it. So you're trying to get your 180 out. What improvements did you make?
I never said I bought it 120. I bought it 160.
Oh, I'm sorry. You
can.
I apologize.
You can see.
I misheard you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You guys. He said he's going to come up with maybe 110, 100, or 110.
My assistant doesn't give numbers. He's not allowed to. My assistant just schedules appointments. So if you talk to somebody about numbers, it wasn't my assistant.
Okay. But don't tell him that I told you this. I don't want him to get in trouble. I'm just saying, when he said that, then I said probably it's not going to work then.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But yeah, well, I purchased 160, then I put 20 grand in it, like 180. That's my cost price. I'm not asking to make money or anything. You come up, whatever you think a good number. To make
what did you do with that? What improvements did you do for the $20,000?
Well, the HVAC system.
Uh huh.
I put some money in it, and then. Outside the kitchen, part of the kitchen stuff, and then cleaning like whole lot, a lot 5 acres of land, cleaning part, the building, around outside, inside, and I believe some of it. In this store, all over. I mean, do you remember the guy I said? I put him out. He spent all this money in there. But probably I wouldn't even know exactly where that is spent. But that's the money that I spent in there.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, I see it on the internet. Let me look at some properties. And, man, you know, I'm going to shoot you straight. You've been honest with me. You know, we can't buy everything. Sometimes the numbers just don't work for both of us. So
yeah,
I get it, but I will try and see what I can do and look at the numbers. And hopefully something will work for you and you can move on to the next phase of your life.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Do you have any idea of how long it's going to take to get back? Or?
I'm presenting at a real estate event tonight, so I got my head wrapped around that right now. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow I'll be able to take a look at it and get back with you.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good, yes, sir.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.